Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The President of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, has told the BBC that, technically, the security forces have won the war against the Islamist group Boko Haram. Mr. Buhari, who came to power on a pledge to defeat the group this year, said the militants could no longer mount conventional attacks against government forces or centers of population. He said they had been reduced to suicide bombings and remained a force only in the heartland Borno state.
They cannot now marshal forces and attack towns or attack military installations and so on as they did before. I don't think this is mere talking. And we have removed service chiefs, we reorganized the military, we have got some hardware for them, and we have got the retraining with the British and with the Americans, with the French. A lot is being done.
But Boko Haram is reported to have mounted more than 100 attacks and killed more than 1,000 people over the past 2 months. A court in Thailand has sentenced 2 Burmese migrant workers to death for the murder of 2 British tourists on the holiday island of Koh Tao in September last year. A judge found Za Lin and Win Za Hun Tun guilty of attacking David Miller and Hannah Witheridge on a beach so they could rape her. Both men initially confessed but later retracted their statements, saying they had been tortured. Outside the court, Mr. Miller's brother, Michael, said the family would always treasure their memories of him.
Our lives have been changed forever. Nothing brings David home. No last hugs, no goodbyes. But whatever our anguish, the love we have for David can never be taken away. Our 24 years of memories and his beaming smile will always be cherished.
At least 25 people have been killed and more than 100 injured in a fire at a hospital in the Saudi Arabian city of Jizan. The fire broke out on the first floor of the Jizan General Hospital when the maternity and intensive care wards, where the intensive and maternity care wards are located, in the early hours of Thursday morning. It's not clear what started it, and an investigation is now underway. Emergency services have now brought the fire under control. Reports from Afghanistan suggest that the Taliban is now in almost total control of the town of Sangin in southern Helmand province. The militants have surrounded a small detachment of Afghan government forces in a military base. There are reports that local officials have been summarily executed. This man was driven from his home by the advance of the Taliban.
We fled home with the clothes on our backs. We left our livestock behind. Yesterday, I returned to Sangin. I went to the market and saw Taliban militants there. The market was closed. People are stuck in their homes.
World News from the BBC. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is making his first official visit to Russia for talks on defense and energy cooperation. The visit is expected to result in multi-billion dollar deals. From Moscow, Sarah Rainsford has this report.
India has become an even more important market for Russia since the West imposed economic sanctions. So Moscow is looking to sell its sophisticated S-400 anti-aircraft systems to Delhi. A deal to manufacture military helicopters in India could also be signed. It's all meant to demonstrate that India hasn't drifted away from Russia by tightening ties with the US. And for Russia to prove it still values its old Cold War ally, despite starting armament sales to Pakistan for the first time in decades.
The U.S. campaign group Black Lives Matter has held protests disrupting 2 airports and the country's biggest shopping mall. They are demanding justice for Jamal Clark, an unarmed black man shot dead by officers in Minneapolis last month. Both houses of Chile's Congress have approved a law granting free university education to many of the country's students. The law will benefit almost 200,000 students at state universities. Nicholas Rocha has more.
Chile's students have been demanding a greater say in the university system, which they believe favors private institutions while state ones flounder. President Michelle Bachelet made education reform a pillar of her 2013 re-election campaign. After Wednesday's vote in Congress, a spokesman, Marcelo Diaz, said the government had fulfilled its promises. He said education was now everybody's right.
And the West Bank city of Bethlehem is preparing to receive worshippers for its Christmas celebrations at the Church of the Nativity. But this year's festivities comes at a time of rising tensions between the Israelis and the Palestinians. BBC News.